Do you know the difference between saving grace and sustaining grace? This is Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. Saving grace is when you first accepted the grace of Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Saving grace is best explained by Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9, which reads, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." You see, beloved, we deserve judgment in hell, for the wages of sin is death, and we have all sinned. But God, in His goodness, treats us with grace and offers us salvation, saving grace. After we've been converted, God again treats us with grace, and in His goodness, upholds us with sustaining grace. This is the grace that acknowledges the truth. Lord, I need you every second of every day. Titus 2, verses 11 to 12, best explains this sustaining grace. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. Note how the first part identifies that we receive God's saving grace, to then have lives of God's ongoing, sustaining grace. Lord Jesus, thank you for the Holy Spirit who first convicts us of sin so we can receive your saving grace and then empowers us to live daily, receiving your sustaining grace.